I met a Judeo-Christian, and we got to talking about how dark the times had become. I said, well, whatever comes, we endure. We trust the Lord, stand firm, and keep running the race. He knows how to preserve his people. He said, endure through it. We won't be here for it. Jesus takes the church out before the tribulation. Haven't you heard of the rapture? I've heard of it. I just never found it in my Bible, so I cannot accept it as scripture. Then he came back with his Scofield Bible and opened 1 Thessalonians 4. I brought mine and the history, and I opened the prophets and the rest of the book. Before 1830, no church taught a secret removal before tribulation. 1 Thessalonians 4 meant resurrection. The reformers identified papal Rome as the man of sin system of Daniel in Revelation. Rome answered through Jesuits. Alcazar pushed Antichrist into the past. Ribera pushed him into the future. Lacunza wrote as Rabbi Ben Ezra, separating the gathering of the saints from Christ's arrival upon the earth. The two-stage coming into Protestantism through a Jesuit work under a false name. He said, but Paul said we will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Jesus promised mansions in the Father's house. Why take our blessed hope away? I said, Paul comforted those who mourned the sleeping dead. The Lord descends with the archangel and trumpet. The dead rise first and the living join them. Philip was caught to Azotus, still on earth. The clouds of God's presence that came down at Sinai, at Pantasis is the welcome given and arriving ruler. Virgins escorted the bridegroom to the feast. The crowd escorted Jesus into Jerusalem, and the brethren escorted Paul into Rome. The saints welcomed the descending king and accompany him to his earthly throne. Heaven never appears in verse 17. John's mansions mean an abiding kingdom position. Irvin translated Lacunza and preached a secret coming. Margaret MacDonald's vision entered. Darby systematized it through the brethren. Scofield placed it in footnotes beside scripture. The Stewart brothers financed it. Larkin admitted Ribera designed futurism to remove the accusation from the papacy, then embrace that framework anyway. Lindsay sold prophecy, Lehigh sold fiction. No major reformer ever taught such a contradiction. He said, but the Lord comes like a thief. One is taken and the other left. Philadelphia is kept from the hour, and John heard, come up here. I said, the day of the Lord brings destruction upon them, but the brethren are not overtaken like the thief. Jesus gathers his elect immediately after tribulation. In Noah's day, the flood took the wicked. Noah and his family remained upon the earth. Philadelphia was kept during temptation, mortal testing. Come up here was spoken to John alone. Saints remained throughout Revelation, overcoming. Christ prayed, do not take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. He said, but Daniel left 1 week for a future Antichrist. The Holy Spirit restrains him until the church is removed. Then Christ returns with his saints. So he must have taken them before. I said, Daniel's weeks began in 457 before Christ. Week 69 reached Jesus' baptism in AD 27. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom is at hand. In the final week, Christ confirmed the covenant and caused sacrifice and offering to cease. The Geneva Bible said,
of holy ones, are the mighty angels who came with God at Sinai. There is one visible coming with his angels to judge and establish his kingdom. He commanded us to occupy until he comes. Armor was given for battle, not a foxhole. The martyrs were not carried away. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and did not love their lives unto death. Rome hid scripture from people's hands. Rapture teachers hid it from their minds. The church was taught to expect evacuation instead of standing firm in the evil day. The blessed hope is the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord descends with the archangel and trumpet. The dead rise, the living remnant joins them. Together they welcome the arriving King and accompany him to his kingdom upon the earth. His feet stand upon the Mount of Olives. He comes on a white horse wearing many diadems. With ten thousands of mighty angels, New Jerusalem comes down from God. The earth is renewed, and the saints reign upon it. Our blessed hope is his glorious appearing. The Lord himself will descend from heaven. The dead in Christ will rise. The kingdoms of this world become our Lord's, and we will reign upon the earth. Let the scripture speak, let the history stand. The blessed hope is his glorious appearing, and he is coming here.